Why Water Baptism, Part 22. I'm Professor Hannes Redlinghuis of the First Assembly of Yahushua in South Africa, Pretoria, Montana. Should you require any of my books which I've written, please contact us at a WhatsApp number 0722-367-124. That's on a plus 27 international code. Or just go to my website, https://yahvan.co.za. If this is the first time that you are going to participate in the study, you are very welcome, but please go to part one because you have already missed quite a bit of information, which is very important. It's very important to subscribe to the channel to be able to receive the different notifications about the other studies that we are busy with. Those notifications is totally free. Share this link with your friends and family and make sure that you have a 1611 King James Bible pen and paper ready. I trust that this study today will be a blessing unto you in the name of Yahushua, the name above every other name. Hallelujah. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. Why Water Baptism? We are looking at the spiritual funeral. Now, I'm just going to continue with verse 6 where we stopped yesterday morning, because I need to use verse 6 to flow into verse 7. Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed. Ni might ni have been destroyed. And henceforth we should not serve sin. We know we do not want to do sin. Why? Because it will be a big disappointment to the Father and the Son and the Ruach HaKodesh. Verse 7. For he that is dead is freed from sin. Now I want to change that he to he and she. Look at my hand. I also say stroke she, because we're dealing with the ladies as well. It's not only men today. Well, since 2,000 years ago, where Yahweh has given us a new testament of grace, wherein the ladies are accommodated through new birth. And he says he does not have a desire for us to be circumcised in our flesh, but in our cardinal minds. Hallelujah. For he or she that is dead is freed from sin. Dead means that we came to repentance. We've been immersed. We have grown in the likeness of Yahushua. Now verse 8 says, now if we have been dead with Yahushua, we believe that we shall also live with him. That him, make it a capital H. It's so annoying reading Bible, knowing what they've done to the word. Bringing Yahushua and Yahweh the Ruach down into the same images and on the same standard as all these pagan gods. Although every time that the name Satan in the Bibles are written, it's always with a capital letter S. Now if we, in this 21st century, we be dead with Yahushua, we know that our sins has been forgiven. We know that we've been cleansed by the redemption blood of Yahushua. We know that we're walking in a narrow faith road with him. Hallelujah. Because of that, we believe that we shall also live with him, not just on this earth, when we die. Did you know? Our reward is not just on this earth. We don't actually practice a earthly reward. Yeah, we are kings, sons, and priests of Yahweh. We're breaking up the works of Satan and his elements, demonic elements. But our reward is not on the earth. Our reward is in heaven. Although on earth we manifestate in the power as kings, sons, and priests of Yahweh. We proclaim the power because Yahushua said, all power is given unto me in heaven and earth, and this I'm giving to you. This doesn't make us gods. There are teachings on the internet that says, oh, but we are gods today. We're not gods. We were never intended to be gods. We are God-like, if I use the word God. We are created in the image of Yahweh. He blew in your nostrils the breath of life. Genesis 2 verse 7. When he formed Adam from dust of the earth. Now if we believe that we shall also live with him when we die. Do you have a coming expectation? A parousia? Because there's a difference between coming and rapture. The rapture is not for the bride. The rapture is only for Israel. It's not even for the church. Although many, many Protestant churches taught for many years that we are going to be raptured. No, it's not rapture. We are going to be changed. 1 Corinthians 15:23-58. We have an expectation to be changed. That change happens with the coming of Yahushua for his bride. And the Greek that's used there is the parousia. Parousia. Where we will be changed from flesh into a heavenly body. From an earthly into a glorified body. Meeting him in the air. Hallelujah. Because flesh and blood cannot enter the kingdom of Yahushua. We need to be changed. And this is what this is all about. This whole study about water immersing, water baptism, is all part of getting ready for the greatest feast in heaven. The greatest ceremony in heaven. And that is when Yahushua will present his earthly bride, which will consist out of two parts, which is your Gentile bride and also your Jacob's bride. We will be discussing. Well, we are busy with the book of Revelation currently, the revelation of the book of Revelation. Please go and study those scriptures from the beginning. Part 1. Start with the revelation of the book of Revelation, part 1. And there you will see how the two parts of the bride of Yahushua will become his wife. Revelation 21, where he talks about the New Jerusalem, I think it's verse 4. The bride who has become his wife. No bride stays bride. She becomes the wife. And I want to say in the old times, of the times of Abram, in the times of Yahushua, the wife was there to serve her husband. The word says the wives must serve their husband, and the husbands must love their wives, their own wives, not the neighbor's wife, their own wives. You understand? So what will happen? There's going to be a parousia for the bride and the harpachu, the rapture, for one third of Israel. We will be dealing with it, so it's important to also make use of that study and say how the one enriches the other one with the revelation word. So we believe that we shall also live with him. When he comes, we're going to live with him forever. We're living in the end time, looking at all the signs around us. The end time signs. Especially in the churches, the Protestant churches. That's why I'm not a Protestant. I was a Protestant all my life. Till I realized what the Catholic Church has done. They create Protestantism. They created it. With the influence, guarding over the Protestant churches. 99% of your charismatic and Protestant churches today are totally under the influence of the Pope and the Roman Catholic Church, unfortunately. But look at your Bibles, how your Bibles has been altered and be changed and be rectified. It's unbelievable. But I'm so glad we're living in a time of the revelation word, where Yahweh is using different people to bring us to the revelation scriptures, in order for the Ruach HaKodesh to open our eyes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Verse 9. So if we understand verse 8, let me just read verse 8 into verse 9. Now if we be dead with Yahushua, that means we died in the Spirit. We believe that we shall also live with Him in the Spirit. Hallelujah. Knowing that Yahushua, being raised from the dead, dieth no more. He's living forever and ever. He said to his disciples, in the house of my Father, there are many mansions. If it wasn't so, I should have told you. But I'm going to prepare you a place in that mansion. And when I'm done, I'm coming to fetch you so you can be with me forever and ever. So what do we see? There's a reward, there's a place, there's a mansion. There's a place where we as the bride of Yahushua is longing to be. And that's why we look around us and we see all these signs, end time signs, is coming together like a puzzle. Peace, 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 and they're all fitting exactly together. And we as the bride of Yahushua, knowing the book Revelation and Daniel, are so excited that we know this spiritual recipe. You want to bake a cake successfully, you need a good recipe. You need a certain amount of maize, different ingredients. Chocolate powder and a little bit of baking powder and all of that will make a perfect cake. But we as the bride of Yahushua, we have the roadmap leading us to heaven. Leading us to the coming of the parousia of Yahushua. And he says, knowing that Yahushua, being raised from the dead, dieth no more. Listen now. Listen to this statement. Death had no more dominion over him. The him, capital letter H again. Death hath no more dominion over him. He raised from the dead. He triumphed over death. In order for us to walk in righteousness and holiness. Why die in our sins? Why die in your sin? Because as Yahfist, we believe that our sins has been washed away by the blood of Yahushua. And being obedient, the water immersing didn't wash my sins away. It's an act of obedience. It's an act of obedience, immersing the person, bury the old person of sin, grown equal into Yahushua as one. And walking with Him in righteousness every day of our lives. We who have been raised from the dead. Yahushua being raised from the dead dieth no more. Now it says in verse 10. For in that He, who's that? Yahushua died. For that He. That he should have been a capital H. That Yahushua died. He died unto sins once. He didn't die for us over and over and over and over and over again. He paid the price. Go read Isaiah 53 verse 1 to 8. He paid the price once and for all. It all depends what we want to do with that which were offered to us by Yahushua. Now tomorrow morning, the time is caught up with us. Tomorrow morning, if it's Yahushua's will, we are going to continue with verse 10. Maranatha. Yahushua's coming back again. Hallelujah.